made more potent due to its unpredictability. Baseball is life, and life is baseball, and embarrassment is part of it all. My dad, Joe Kelly Sr., taught me so much and meant the world to me. With his on-field embraces after each of my two World Series championships, truly punctuating those paths. But the lessons weren't always easy ones, including understanding the power that comes with the most potent of all emotions. My old man used to be at the center of a lot of embarrassment for me, but more about that later. It's complicated. Now, it was the son of Joseph Kelly Sr. who stood to embarrass the former first overall pick. The superstar who showed no remorse for his and his team's transgressions. Before I took the mound that day, I was pissed. Afterward, I was pissed. But while actually pitching in the sixth inning, with the Dodgers comfortably leading the Astros by 3 runs, not so much. It's a state of mind I have always been fascinated by. Why, with all those people watching and so much at stake, don't I let my mind wander into a million different places? I love psychology. Love it. Majored in it. And when it comes to baseball, this sport is a treasure trove for this fascination. I can understand where Hall of Famer Yogi Berra was coming from when he said, "Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical." The point is this. There is a lot going on when you get put on center stage on a baseball field. In this case, the sense of normalcy wasn't really from the act of throwing the baseball. I threw 18 pitches that day. Fastballs, curveballs, changeups. Some found their way to the spot I intended, others didn't. What really felt right was all the jibber-jabber in between each offering. I'd had plenty of that in my past. The whiny Astros were bringing me back to my roots, surfacing the kind of awareness that is often found in all baseball players' initial introduction to the game. Competition, plus animosity, plus grudges, can often lead to the most memorable moments on a baseball diamond. Here was proof. After a first pitch pop-up by Jose Altuve, I faced Alex Bregman. Fastball, curveball, curveball, all outside the strike zone. Then came one more heater, one that got away more than the others and sailed up over Bregman's head. Ball 4. Take your base. Let the chirping from the whiners begin. Because all those Astros thought I had purposely thrown at Bregman, they suddenly started yelling my way. In my mind, these were the entitled rich kids who were so used to believing their shit don't stink, they thought it was their God-given right to tell the poor kids what was what. They were the spoiled kids from the movie The Sandlot, who never had to face the music, thinking, "Sure, we cheated, but so what? We don't have to be accountable to the media. Everyone should leave us alone." Sorry, that's not how this works. The blueprint for this wasn't unfamiliar. I immediately thought back to some rich travel ball team kids we ran into in Las Vegas as 11-year-olds. Travel ball is a form of youth baseball played outside a team's immediate area. They thought they could talk trash to us while we were playing ping pong during our off time. That led to what was technically my first baseball-induced fight. But the voice that rang through my head was that of a guy named Rich Krizyak, one of my first coaches and still one of my favorites. "Tough nuts, kick butts!" This was Rich's rallying cry. In other words, even though you barely have hair under your armpits, take no shit from anybody. The attitude and intent permeated my psyche and lived there for what had been 20 years. It manifested itself during an AAU, Amateur Athletic Union game in Palm Springs, when some well-to-do kids on the other team started yelling at me, leading to me storming into our dugout and exclaiming, "You hear those kids? You think they can rattle me?" Rich loved that. I loved that Rich loved it. And now we were all going to get another reminder of that mentality. My first reaction to the Astros was simply to yawn. Lesson: facial expressions can really rile major leaguers. Then, after I almost hit Bregman with a few pickoff throws, Michael Brantley pounded a curveball into the turf, allowing our first baseman Max Muncy to throw to shortstop Corey Sager, who threw back to me at first base for the attempted inning-ending double play.